As you may know, a whole lot of actors and actresses and entertainers go by a stage name, don't they? They don't go by the names they were born with or their given names. And what they do is assume many different names during their careers. So, for instance, would you know who Norma Jean Mortensen is? Do you know who that is? Yeah, you do, probably. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. She was born Norma Jean Mortensen. Okay, we got a little quiz going on here. Who is this? Alan Stewart Konigsberg. Who's that? Any guesses? Well, that's Woody Allen. That was his name. Okay? Now, how about this guy? Ferdinand Louis Alcindor, Jr. Come on, you guys know. You guys have been a long time, right? Lou Alcindor is a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He changed his name, didn't he? Became a Muslim. All right, who's Julia Elizabeth Wells? Who is that? You've heard The Sound of Music? That's Julie Andrews. All right? Didn't know that, did you, right? How about Benjamin Kubaisky? Have you heard of Benjamin Kubaisky? How about Jack Benny? You ever heard of him, right? Or David Robert Hayward Jones. You little young boomers probably know who this guy is a whole lot better. You ever heard of David Bowie, huh? All right. Not the Ziggy Stardust years, right? Nathan Brimbaum, real famous. This guy lived a long time. He was really old. George Burns. And then Maurice Micklewhite. You know who that is? Well, that was Michael Caine's given name. A couple more. Samuel Diane Friesen. You know who that is? Diane Cannon. And Jacob Cohen. Jacob Cohen. Ever heard of him? I tell you, this guy don't get no respect, okay? Get no respect. And Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Oh, this guy's really famous. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Know who that is? Elton John, right. And then one more. Alfonso Snagowatz. Alfonso Snagowatz. Oh, come on, you know, this is our very own. Alfonso, are you here today? There he is. Stand up, Alfonso. Come on, give us a big hand for Alfonso, okay? He just won't. He won't stand. He's too shy. Absolutely too shy. Hey, you know what Neil Diamond's real name is? His name is Neil Diamond. When he was starting off in show business and entertaining, he thought about changing his last name to something else, you know, to make it jazzier or something like that. And I can't remember what he was going to change it to, but his grandmother asked him, "What's wrong with Diamond?" And he couldn't think of a good reason what was wrong with Diamond, so he left his name, Neil Diamond. What's in a name? Whether we realize it or not, names mean something. For instance, we'll talk about this first. The name of Jesus. What's the name of our Savior? The Lord Jesus Christ, right? How about his name? Did you know what his real name is? What they called him when he was growing up, his Hebrew name? His name was Joshua. Yeah, that's right, Joshua, just like the Old Testament prophet who followed up after Moses and brought the children of Israel into the Promised Land. His name was Joshua. Why do we then call him Jesus? Well, we call him Jesus. He was known in his day and time as Joshua of Nazareth. That's what people would have referred him to. But in the Greek language in which our New Testament was written, his name was Jesus. Jesus, that's the Greek form of that name, Joshua. Well, Jesus then translates into English. We pronounce it Jesus, okay? That's why we call him Jesus. But his name was Joshua. How about that second part of that name, Christ? What does that mean? Well, actually, he was called the Messiah. Yashuv HaMashiach is how you say it in Hebrew, but they're saying Joshua, the Messiah. The word for Messiah in Greek is Christos, okay? And from the Greek to the English, we come up with the name Christ. So, he is Jesus the Christ, or Jesus the Messiah, Joshua the Messiah. You realize that Christ is not his last name? That is his title. Just as president is not Obama's first name, that's his title. And governor is not McDonald's first name. His first name is Bob, but governor is his title. Now, how about take my name, for instance? If you do take my name, I will accuse you of identity theft, okay? Don't do that. Let's take a look at my name. Do you know what the name Lee means? You know what it means? Don't say dummy or anything like that. I'm going to get mad. Lee literally means calm, because like the lee side of an island is the side where the wind isn't blowing and the water is calm, okay? The lee side of anything is the calm side. It can also mean meadow as well. And that's assuming that a meadow is usually something that's very calm and very serene. Unless, of course, Lee Thompson is in that meadow hunting, and then it's pow, 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 and not calm at all. And how about the name Ellison? Okay, where did that come from? Actually, my grandfather and his brothers all came from Sweden, and the name was Eliasson, Eliasson, or son of Elias. But my grandfather and all of his brothers, they lived in Chicago. They immigrated there, and they all went down to the courthouse on the same day and changed their name to the English form, Ellison. Why? Because they were trying to do business in Chicago area there, and they thought that the Americans were more likely to do business with them if they had the English name rather than the Swedish one. And so they changed their names. How about that, huh? Names mean something. If you don't think names mean something, look at the assumptions that you make. If I invited you to go with me to hear a speech by a man named Ahmad Fahmood, would you like to go hear Ahmad Fahmood? An image pops up in your mind right away, right? What do you picture? Somebody of Middle Eastern descent, okay, probably a Muslim, and you guys might even be thinking terrorist, right? Ahmad Fahmood. But Ahmad Fahmood might be as 100% American as you and I are, because we all came from somewhere. My folks came from Sweden. Yours came from somewhere else. But what is in a name? Let me ask you about your first name. Do you like your first name? Do you like it? Well, if you'd rather have another name, what would it be? What would it be? My mom told me that before I was born, and she, well, when they had a son, she wanted to name me Bradford and call me Brad. And Bradford. And my dad said, Bradford? What kind of a name is Bradford? He thought it sounded dorky and elitist or something like that. He thought it sounded snobbish. He said, I'm not naming my son Bradford. By the way, are any Bradfords here today? I hope not. Hey, but that would have been fine. They could have named that anyway. They ended up saying with the name Lee. Lee's okay, but if you ask me, would you have chosen that name for yourself? I said, no, not really. I tell you what name I like. The name Richard. I think the name Richard is a really cool name. And so what did I do? I named my son, first son, Richard. Debbie liked Richie, okay? And so therefore, we were both happy. Name will be Richard, and we'll call him Richie. So we tend to do that, don't we? Name our kids what we maybe the name that we would have liked to had for ourselves. If you don't like your name, you can change it to whatever you want it to be. Get a nickname. Let people call you that nickname. Some of you do that as well. But what is in a name? Do names really mean anything? Does having the name Lee give any extra value to my life? Are there any famous Lees that you know? How about this gentleman, Robert E. Lee? All true sons and daughters of the South, rise, cover your heart, and yeah, right? Lee, a venerated name in Virginia, so much so that a whole lot of people in Virginia have the name Lee somewhere in their names. Do you raise your hand if you have your name Lee in your name? Yeah? And last name, right? And family? Any bunch of Lees in your family there? I see, yeah. Lee's a very popular name because of the great man Robert E. Lee. But you know what? There's another Lee who is notorious. The most famous assassin in the world was who? Lee. Harvey Oswald. So does the name Lee have value as a hero or as a villain? And I'm guessing that you're probably saying, well, it doesn't matter. What matters is what kind of life you live. That gives value or lack of value to that name. And that would be our point that we're making today. Our names don't determine what we're going to be like, but rather our actions and our attitudes are what create a name for us. In short, the name doesn't make you, you make the name. It's interesting to see in the Bible how many of the Old Testament names had meanings. Okay, if you read in notes or margins about them, it'll say so-and-so was named such-and-such, and here's the meaning of his or her name. And then sometimes the names were changed to reflect a change in that person or what they were going to become. For instance, the name Jacob means trickster or deceiver or supplanter, you know, a tricky guy. And his name was changed to Israel, which had to do with God, you know, and being prince of God. The name Isaac means laughter, because when his mother was told he was going to be born and she was in her 90s, she laughed. So they named him Isaac, which means laughter. Jacob had 12 sons, and each one of their names, you can find out, meant something in their language. It's very, very interesting. And even in the New Testament, Jesus was talking to a guy who's named Simon Barjona, or Simon, son of John. That was his name. And Jesus said, you know, I'm going to change your name. I'm going to give you the name Petros, which means what? Rock. I'm going to call you Rocky. From then on, he was known as Petros, or in the English, we know him as Peter. So that's his nickname. Now, what about the name Christian? Is the name Christian part of your identity? Let me ask you, raise your hand if you are Christian. Okay? You own this name then, right? You do. It's part of who you are and what makes you special. Or is it? Does it tie directly to your life, to the person of Jesus Christ? That's why you have that name in your identity. But you also realize that what you say and how you act reflects on the identity and person of Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian. In a real direct way, you determine how Christian is perceived in the world. How you're living is either raising it up and honoring the name Christian, or it is tearing it down big time, one way or another. Now today is Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day in our cultural setting. And I have to say it's in our cultural setting because, it's not, believe it or not, a religious holiday. It's not a religious holiday, no matter what Americans may think, but it does have its roots in one of the basic teachings of the Old Testament. One of the Ten Commandments is what? Honor your father and your mother. One of the top 10. And while the Bible has a few other things to affirm about mothers and family, it doesn't exalt mothers to the point of being like gods, okay? That's called blasphemy. Mothers are not godlike deities in our lives. Not the Hallmark sentiments a lot of times too, you know, overdone. And I'm guessing that your perception of Mother's Day is clouded by or determined by what kind of mother you had. If you had a mother who was kind, sweet, loving, caring, well, she made a good name of Mother's Day for you. If, on the other hand, you had a mother who was cranky, selfish, demanding, harsh, or an embarrassing slob, then she didn't make a very good name for Mother's Day for you. The point is, we're not here to exalt mothers. We're not here to slam mothers. We're just making the point, names don't make something of us. We, by our actions, make a name for ourselves. My wife's name is Debbie. Actually, her given name is Deborah, and that's an Old Testament Hebrew name. You know what Deborah means? bee, like B-E-E, like the insect, the bee, right? Okay? I know it's such a fitting name for my wife because sometimes she bugs the heck out of me. No, I'm just kidding. Bee, what is a bee? What is that saying we have? Busy as a bee. It implies industrious, hardworking, like a bee. That fits my wife to a T. She is just like that. Industrious, hardworking, and always doing something constructive and creative. Now, I'm sure out there there's probably a Debbie or a Deborah who is lazy and a loser. And so when someone says that person's name, any other Debbies here today? I hope you're not taking offense at this. I'm not talking about you. Debbie? Oh, hi, Debbie Heath. Yeah, right? No, but some Debbie out there is probably like that, and then that name is thought of not in good terms at all. Very interesting things about names, a whole lot of different things we could say about them. Actually, you know what my wife's real name is? Given name, legal name? It's now Mrs. Lee Donald Ellison. It has been ever since December 28th, 1973. We've had the same names. And that's a reflection of the Bible that says a woman will leave his father and his mother and she'll cleave to his wife or husband and the two shall be one, right? And even in contract laws and legal obligations, a husband and wife are considered the same person because of marriage. And what one does elevates the other or drags them down, depending on what they're doing financially, socially, and even legally in so many ways. And think how important names are in just relating to people and just knowing who they are. Last week, at the beginning of Sunday school class, Carolyn Baer was reading over the name of the folks who were having birthdays in the weeks ahead. And she came across the name Jane Jackson. And she thought to herself, Jane Jackson. Who is Jane Jackson? I know most of the people in this church, but who is Jane Jackson? And then it occurred to her, she said, oh yeah, that's my mom. Now you think Carolyn's going dotty or something like that. That's not the case at all. You can't blame her, really, because all of her life, some 40-plus years of her life, her mother has been Jane Snellings. Right? Okay, but then her mother, who was widowed a long time ago, just remarried last year and just recently had her name changed to Jane Jackson. So sometimes a name change can throw you, right, Carolyn? Really can. And we've all experienced that or some way or another. Who is that? Who is that? Oh, yeah. Their name's different now than it was before. There's so much to be said about names and owning a name, but today we try to see that you and I need to own one very important name, the name of Jesus, to live in the name of Jesus, to say that you have taken on the name of Christ or Christian. That radically changes who you are and how you are defining your life or trying to define your life. His righteousness becomes your righteousness. His forgiveness is shared freely and fully with you. It's huge. It's significant. And if you own the name of Christ, then people's expectations of you change drastically. They're going to expect more of you. They are also going to expect good of you and not bad. They're going to expect you to be like Jesus. And that is enormous. And so what you and I need to do is ask ourselves, well, does what I say honor Jesus? Or does it make people think that Jesus must be whining, cursing, and complaining? Does what I do reflect well on the name of Christ? Or do my actions make people think that Jesus is self-centered, vain, and inconsiderate? You know? These are real important questions for us to ask. So, take the name of Jesus seriously. Take the name of Jesus carefully. It's an honor and it's a privilege to have his name, and you and I are either helping or ruining his reputation. It's up to you. It's up to me. This name, very, very important. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, if we've taken on the name of Jesus lightly or glibly, we need to ask your forgiveness. And we need to get serious about this, Lord. We'd like to do so today as we sit here with our eyes closed and our heads bowed. May we submit to the name of Christ and find our best blessing and also find our greatest aspiration, hope, and expectation. May Jesus change our lives. For it's in his name that we dare to pray. Amen.